To the winner goes the joy. And it's not heaven. You know, if you win the great battle, you don't go to heaven. What real joy is knowing how to use energy correctly. What real joy is using correct energy to correct what needs to be corrected. And what is true joy is a collective that is one and no longer as such collective. And so the decisions that are made and the corrections that are made are uniform, that they all belong to the same consciousness. And it's one consciousness in that sense that is guiding the correction. You know, to the victor goes the spoils. This is the work on what has been spoiled, little pun in there. This is what it's all about. It's about something else. It's about the end of mothers and fathers. The end of that whole cycle will bring the end of that challenge and that authority to humans or raves. I know many things about that, but it's truly bizarre. Nonetheless, it's part of the joy. You know, you don't have any parents to bitch at anymore. Just so that you grasp that, because that can be quite confusing as a concept to swallow. One of the things that happens with the coming of infertility, which begins with the 55, remember the 55 and 59, this is a polarity. That the infertility, that the sterility in humanity, that humanity has to overcome, in other words, to be able to overcome our natural extinction by being able to recreate life. And the first step is to recreate life out of our own model. In other words, to take a piece of our genetic material and clone it, as an example. But we're talking about an age in which there's no more mother and father. And to best grasp that, the way to grasp that is that there's no need to borrow from somebody's genetic material to create somebody. In other words, you can simply put a human being together from scratch. After all, that's what God's supposed to be able to do. And of course, we'll do the same thing.